There are some visual aids for the first story over at WRAT.com because this guy is a genius.
Well, I want to see this.
Dateline, Florida, capital of the No Sweat News. There's a link at the top of Facebook.com/959TheRat so you can find it easily, too. I love this guy, Robert Davis of Key Largo.
What did Robert do?
He set up an automatic shield, a remote control button in the front of his car, controlled a shield for his license plate on the back of his car that would drop down over his license plate when he went through the toll booths.
Oh,
he didn't have Easy Pass. He didn't have nothing. So every time he went through the toll booth, he would just lower the plate screen. He'd go through.
That's brilliant.
No Easy Pass. He would get the photo taken, but they wouldn't know where to send the ticket because he didn't show his license plate.
How long was he doing this for?
We don't know.
Just saw the video, and that is very sci-fi high technology right there.
James Bond.
That really is. I'm looking at it right now.
That's crazy.
He got busted when an off-duty cop was driving behind him when he dropped the shield.
What are the chances?
Right. The off-duty cop got his phone out, took the video, and boom, busterino.
I hate to be on the side of the criminal, but I do applaud his ingenuity.
Me too.
It's kind of cool.
If you don't mind me saying, Mr. Police Officer, can you put your phone down and drive, please?
Oh, good point.
Distracted driving,
Dave.
That's
true. That's true. The police should not have been doing video.
You can actually see the video at WRAT.com. Under the heading, a guy is busted using a remote control shield to block his license plate to avoid toll.
Well, that's a snappy title.
It's big
for an article.
Kind of describes itself.
You probably don't need to read the article itself. Just read the headline and look at the video.
Exactly. So there you go.
I do not
have a visual aid that I can share with everyone for story number two, but Dave.
Yes.
Here's the picture of the bikini model.
Hello.
Who is also a wedding photographer.
Okay. Who
just got busted for getting drunk and having sex.
What?
With some of the guests at a wedding she was supposed to be shooting.
Some of the guests.
Hey, more than one?
I ain't judging.
We're going to Texas for this one.
I ain't judging.
Fort Worth, to be exact. She does some bikini modeling. Sadly, I don't have a... Where is she's working? Catherine Maida is her name. She was doing... She kind of mixed something in or other. Maybe she had a cocktail or two. The problem was, instead of just having sex with the guest, she was all hammered. And when they walked in on her in the coat room, she ran out and took a pee on a tree.
What?
So she was arrested for public intoxication.
Oh,
well, my kind of wedding photographer.
We do appreciate her efforts beforehand.
Yes. Wonderful. God, she is beautiful.
Sharing some of the action with the those in attendance.
I'm thinking of getting married for a second time if I can have her take pictures at it.
Exactly.
Now, check this third story out. From England, this whole thing started because Billy Higgins saw a chick he wanted to hit on. She was standing in a line. And he said, wow, she's kind of cute. I want to go talk to her. So he got in line behind her.
Okay.
The line was for people to sign up to see if they would be a appropriate bone marrow donor.
Oh, man.
Oh.
So he gets on the line.
No.
He starts talking to her, and he's already conversation deep when he realizes... Well, I'm signing up to do what now? Donate bone marrow?
That's amazing.
He goes through with it because he's getting somewhere with her.
Okay, this is good.
It turns out he's a match for the bone marrow. They use his bone marrows to save the life of a 10-year-old kid named Rupert Cross.
Oh, my God. Make a movie out of this, Hollywood. Yeah.
Gets better. Ready?
No.
He got the girl.
He got the girl.
He got the girl. Billy ended up marrying the girl he stood in line to hit on in the first place.
So this is good all around.
This is a Lifetime and or Hallmark Channel film waiting to happen.
Call up Tom Hanks, you know? Where's Meg Ryan?
Oh, right. God. I'm not sure you want to go with Meg Ryan.
Well, yeah.
Plastic surgery hasn't been good for her. But,
good point, Dave. Good point.
You know, I'm sorry.
How crazy is that?
That's amazing.
That's a miracle. Chick. Hits on her. Gets stuck in the bone line.
Saves a life.
Saves a life and marries the girl.
Way to go, Donnie.
Exactly.
bone marrow.
That calls for a cocktail. Yeah, I wonder right. who his wedding photographer is going to be.
I know somebody.
That is the No Sweat News for today, Wednesday. On Friday, we'll be doing the No Sweat News quiz. Your chance to pick up tickets to see Weezer and Pixies.
Great show. Saw it this summer.
Next year, that's going to be at Madison Square Garden.